Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Nun. We left off on Daf Nun Amud Aleph at the beginning of the fifth parak. Be'ez Hashem, today we'll begin the fifth parak of Maseches Yevamos. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of Agadah yesterday, because we have right back into the thick of things in Yevamos today. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored L'Zuchus Rufus Shalema for Esther Bas Sara. It's also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Herzen family in memory of Eliza's father, Judge Noach Dir Zichron Levracha Noach Ben Mishlom Shraga, whose second yahrzeit is today. We thank all three sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. Let's maybe give a little bit of an introduction to the concepts we're going to talk about today. There are two things that you could do when you have a Zikas Yibum, when there is a Yibum situation, that are effective min HaTorah. And only two things that are effective min HaTorah. There is Yibum and there is Chalitza. Yibum, of course, lands with the Yavam being married to the Yavama, and Chalitza takes care of the whole situation, makes everything go away. Where now the Yavama is Muteris Shook, and everyone gets to move on with their lives. We've already discussed what is preferable to do in certain times in history, other times in history, but there's Yibum and Chalitza, and that's it. However, the Rabbanan were also Mesakein that there are two other activities that will have some, but not full impact. It will have some impact, but the impact is limited. And those two activities are to do a get or to do a maimer, which is a type of Kiddushin midrabanan. So when it comes to doing a mimer, that in a certain sense strengthens the Zika with that woman, but it doesn't complete it. It's not quite the same as doing Bia. When you do a get, when you give a get, that in some way weakens the Zika, but it doesn't completely get rid of the Zika the way that Chalitza would get rid of the Zika. So a mimer is not going to be is going to be effective in terms of strengthening the Zika. In that, the Yavam who did the Maimer is now not going to be able to do Yibum on the other Yavamos. If he did Maimer on only one of the women, so that woman is the only one now eligible to him to do Yibum on. The other women are out of the picture now. He's not going to be allowed to do Yibum on them. And if he doesn't want to do Yibum on the woman he did Maimer on, he now will require a get in addition to the Chalitza. Gerushin is going to help. To give a get is effective in that it will weaken the Zika in a certain sense, in the sense that he's now not able to do Yibum on the woman that he gave a get to, nor on any of the other tzaros. It prevents him from following through and doing a Yibum, nor can his brothers do Yibum on any of the Yavamos once one of them has given a get. And not only that, the relatives of the woman that he gave a get to become usher to him as if they're krovas grushaso. So again, on a daraisa level, there are only two things you could do. There's Yibum and there's Chalitza. On a derabanan level, there's Maimer and get. Maimer doesn't complete the marriage, but it strengthens the Zika to that one woman a little bit more, and get doesn't completely get rid of the situation, but it weakens the Zika. So what our mission is going to discuss is, what if you do one after the other? You do four of these four activities that have some sort of impact. You do a get, and then a get to another woman, a mimer, and then a mimer to another woman, a chalitza, then a chalitza to another woman, or you do a yibum and then a get, or a yibum and then a chalitza. So we're going to mix and match all these different situations, and we're going to talk about it both in terms of one Yavam doing this, doing multiple activities to different Yavamos, as well as multiple Yavamim doing it to one Yavama, meaning you could have two brothers. One of them does a Chalitza on a Yavama, and then another brother goes and decides to give a get to that Yavama, or to do a Bia with that Yavama. So we'll discuss all the different permutations as far as what effect that has, what impact that has. So it's going to be, at points it could be somewhat confusing, but that's the mission that's going to take us all the way to the middle of Amud Beis. And then the Gemara is going to discuss why on earth the Rabbanan felt the need to be misaking any of these things. Meaning, what was wrong with the system of Yibum and Chalitza having an impact and nothing else? Meaning, meaning anything. Meaning this is a Yibum situation. When there's a Zika, Minat Torah, all you could do is Yibum or Chalitza. Why did the Rabbanan decide that they should make this din that Maimer does something and that Get does something that has any impact whatsoever in these situations? So Baruch Hashem, the Gemara will discuss that right after the Mishnah on Amud Beis. So let's begin again at the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Aleph. From Gamliel Omer, Ein Get Achar Get. The person gives a Get to one Yivama, and then he gives a Get to another Yivama. So he has two Yivamas, two women that were tsaros to each other that are awaiting Yibum, and he decides to give a Get to one and then to give a Get to another. Or he's Miyabim one of them. One Yavam gives a Get to a Yivama, and then another one of the Yivamim, another one of the brothers, decides to give that very same Yavama another Get. So the second Get is not anything. It's not a Maisa Gerishin, it's not going to aser the relatives of that Yavama on the person, on that Yavam who gave the second Get. Once one Get was given, the second Get has zero impact. So if you had one Yavam and two Yavamos, and he gave a Get to Yavama Aleph, and then he gave a Get to Yavama Beis, the second one, the relatives of the second one are not going to be usher to him like Krovas Grushaso, and she does not become Asura Lukuna, she doesn't become Pasa Lukuna, she doesn't have a status of a Grusha at all. Once he gave a Get once, giving a second Get to another one of the Yavamos, or having another one of the brothers, giving the same woman a Get, is not going to be impactful at all. So if you have two Yavamim and one Yavama, the second Yavam that gave the Get is not going to be Usher to the Krovos of the Yavama, Mitam Krovas Grusha. So, and the svar is very simple. We're not sure if a Get works to be Docha Azikas Yibum. We treat it like a suffix, whether a Get is effective to be Docha the Zika to begin with. So the Get, the second Get, is not going to be a Maisa Gerishin Miman of Shuch, because if a Get actually effectively gets rid of the Zika is already gone with the first Get. So the second Get is you're going over to a single woman who has no Shaykhus to you whatsoever and giving her a Get. That's obviously not impactful. If you walk over to a woman on the street you never met before, who's not married to you or to anybody else, and you give her a Get, that doesn't do anything. Obviously, that wouldn't have an impact. And if a Get is ineffective, it doesn't help to be Docha the Zika, so the second Get also isn't Docha the Zika, and also doesn't have any mashmaus, meaning if a Get means nothing in a Yibum situation, just like it didn't mean anything the first time, it's not going to mean anything the second time. So we treat it like a suffix, and if you treat it like a suffix, Miman of Shuch, the second time is not a suffix anymore. The second time, the Zika's already been taken care of, or you're not doing anything. And not only that, below Maimer, Acher Maimer, just like there's Ein Get, Acher Get, there's also no Maimer, Acher Maimer. If you do Maimer twice on the Yavama, the second Maimer is meaningless. So you have one Yavam, let's say, who does Maimer on one Yavama, and then he does Maimer on the second Yavama. He does Maimer on one of the wives, and he does Maimer on another one of his brother's wives. Or you have one Yavam who does Maimer on a Yavama, and then he does Maimer on that very same Yavama a second time. So since, again, it's a suffix whether Maimer helps to be Kona the Yavama and to remove the Zika Sayibum, just like Be'ila, just like having Bia would be Kona that Yavama and would get rid of the Zika, but by Maimer we treat it like a suffix. So Maimer Echad, if you do only one Maimer, it's Kona mi suffix. But an additional Maimer is going to be meaningless Miman of Shech, because if the first Maimer worked, so the Zika's gone entirely and there's nothing for the second Maimer to be Chal on. And if the first Maimer did not work, so to make her like your wife at all, so the second Maimer is also not going to work. Second Maimer is no stronger than the first one. And once we discussed Get and Maimer, which are the Dinim D'Rabbanan, now we discuss the Dinim D'Oraisa. So the Gemara, we always discuss the D'Rabbanan possibilities first. I did the Chavivale, because the Dinim D'Rabbanan are always a little more Chaviv to us. But now the Dinim D'Oraisa. V'lo bi'ila achar bi'ila. If you did a proper Yibum, doing a second Yibum is going to be ineffective. It's going to be considered what we call a bi'ilas nus, because it doesn't sound a mitzvah anymore. If you have one Yavam and he's Boel one Yavama and he's Kona her, and then he decides he's going to be Boel the other Yavama as well, that's a bi'as nus. He no longer has a Zikas Yibum. Or if you have one Yavam that's Boel one Yavama, and then his brother goes and decides to be Boel her Tzara, to be Boel the other Yavama, also that second one is a bi'as nus, because the Yibum has already been taken care of in this family. V'lo chalitza achar chalitza, and a second chalitza is all also meaningless, whether the first chalitza was done kahalacha, or whether, as we'll see later in the Mishnah, the first chalitza was done after a get or after a maimer, which we would call a chalitza psula. So let's say he had one yavam and he was choletz one of the yavamos, and then he was choletz another one of the yavamos. Or one yavam was choletz one yavama, and then one of his brothers was choletz one of the other yavamos. That second chalitza is absolutely meaningless. The chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, yesh get achar get, v'yesh maimer achar maimer. When it comes to the dinim derabbanon, the derabbanon types of kinyanin, the second one is impactful, because the get is not entirely docha the woman from the yibum situation. It doesn't entirely extricate her from the yibum situation. It still leaves her with a little bit of a zika. It only partially weakens the zika. So the second get still has a zika to be chal on, and therefore it will work to aser the megarish to the krovas hamugreshes, to all of the relatives of the mugreshes. It still counts as a get. And there's also maimer achar maimer. There's some meaning to a second maimer after the first maimer, because while a maimer strengthens a zika, it does not completely create a sense of ishus. Since the maimer is not completely kona that woman to that man, the zika is not entirely gone with the first maimer that you did. So there's still some zika that's left. So the second maimer that's done is going to be impactful, whether the yavam does that maimer on a yavama and then he does the maimer on another one of the yavamos, or whether when he did a maimer on a yavama, one of his brothers went and did a maimer on another one of the yavamos. Either way, it's going to be impactful. Aval lo achar bi'ila velo achar chalitza klum. But there's no such thing as a second yibum or a second chalitza, because yibum and chalitza completely take care of the zika. Once you do a yibum, the zika is entirely gone. You're married to that woman, and there's no zika to anybody else with any of your other brothers. So that since it's completely taken care of the zika, anybody else trying to do a yibum in that situation, in that circumstance, is considered bias nus. And to try to do a chalitza a second time is also worthless, because chalitza completely takes care of the zika. So that is the machlokas, whether Rabbi Gamliel says that for all four types of kinyanim, the second time doesn't have any impact whatsoever. And the Chachamim say, no, that's only when it comes to the kinyanim midaraisa, that the second time won't have any impact whatsoever. But by the kinyanim midarabanan, they do leave some zika, and because they leave some zika there, the second time will have an impact. So once we have this machlokas between the Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, the Mishnah explains what the din is going to be if you have two of these actions that are done on a yavama, two of the four kinyanim done on a yavama, when initially you start with one of the actions, and then afterwards you do one of the other three kinyanim. So we're going to go with all the permutations. Now that we know that there are four different things you could technically do, there's yibum, there's chalitza, there's get, there's maimer, so we're going to discuss what if you do yibum and then either get chalitza, right, any of the other three, and we're going to go through all the permutations. So first we're going to talk about one yavam who does two maisim on one yavama. So maimer, and we're going to go in order of maimer, then get, then chalitza, then be'ila. So because we always start with the drabanans first. So maimer and get are drabanans. So ketzad, you have a yavama that needs yibum, and there's only one yavam. So if she becomes mutter to get married when he does two actions to her. What happens? Asam maimer b'yavemto. So he does maimer on the yavama, v'nasan laget. And then he gives her a get without saying that he's having kavana to be mafkia only the kinyan maimer. So according to the Takaras Chachamim, the zika sayibum is nidcha midrabanan with this get. The get has an impact. It weakens the zika sayibum, and she's now not allowed to do yibum, because after the get was chal, there's an isser lav like after a chalitza would be chal, where you're not allowed to do yibum. But since the get is not entirely mafkia the zika min haTorah, she's not allowed to get remarried with this get. So still, tzricha emenu chalitza. She's still going to need a chalitza. So he did maimer b'yavemto. He did a maimer to say that this is that he wants to marry this woman, but then he gives her a get. So the get may undo the maimer, but she's still going to need a chalitza, because something needs to undo the real zika min haTorah. Asa Maimer v'chalitza. If let's say he did Maimer and then instead of giving a get, he then does a chalitza. Chalitza has the ability to completely sever the zika min haTorah, but still tzricha emenu get. She still needs a get because of the Maimer that he did. That it's a takaras chachamim that the Maimer was impactful and it was therefore like a quasi kiddushin. And in order to get rid of in order to take care of a zika, all you need is a chalitza. But in order to take care of the Maimer that he did, the quasi kiddushin that he did, he's also going to have to give her a get. Asa Maimer uba'al, right? We're going in order. We're saying, first we said he did Maimer and then gave a get. Now, then we said he did Maimer and then he did Chalitza. And now we're saying he did Maimer and then he did Bia, where he's doing the two of the Kinyanim, starting with Maimer and then any of the other three possibilities. So Asa Maimer, he does a Kesem Kiddushin, and then he's Boel her, then he does a Yibum on her, Harezu Kemitzvasa. So then it's a totally good, perfect Yibum now, right? He intended to marry her and he expressed that intention by doing a mimer, and then he followed through. He did a bia, so good. So that's a fully good yibum. Now the Mishnah discusses, what if he gives a get to the yavama and then he does one of the other three? So we're going through again all the permutations. We did all the cases where you start with mimer and then do any of the other three. Now we're going to start with get and then go through the other three. So nasan get, he gives the yavama a get, va'asa mimer, and then he does mimer, which should impact the kinyan midrabanan. She's already puzzled to the Yibum because he gave her a get already. But the Maimer that he does afterwards is Kona, and therefore Tzricha get. He needs to give her a get to get rid of the Maimer, to get rid of the connection that was created by that Maimer. But also the Chalitza, he still needs to get rid of the Zikas Yibum because of the initial get that he gave doesn't really take care of the Zikas Yibum in HaTorah. So he needs a Chalitza to be Mafkiya the Zikas Yibum so that she could go get married. She could be Mutaris L'shuk. Okay, that was permutation number one. What about Nasan Get Uba'al? He first gives her a get, and then he's Miyabim her. He's not allowed to be Miyabim her. He weakened the Zika already by giving that get. The Takanas Chachamim is that when you give that get, it weakens the Zika. But Minatorah, the Bia counts, because there's still a Zika Zibum, so Minatorah, she's a Yavama now. So Tzricha Get, he needs to give her a get because of the Bia that he did, makes her his wife Minatorah, meaning once she's his wife, Mida Oraisa, the only way to end the marriage is by giving her a get, but also the Chalitza, in order to take away the Zikas Yibum, which was not entirely severed by the Bia, because it's a Bia Psula, since the Bia was not allowed to be done, it was done after a get, so he also is going to require a Chalitza, meaning that's a Din Midrabanan. On a Daraisa level, all he would need is a get, because he's married to her, he did Yibum on her, but since that Yibum was done following a get, that Yibum should never have been done. And therefore we view it as if it doesn't really fully address the Zika. So now, in order to address the Zika, on a Drabana level, he's going to have to do a chalitza. What about the third possibility? Nasan get, he first gives a get, but then v'chalat, then he does a chalitza. Einacher chalitza klum, the chalitza takes care of everything. And even though it's a chalitza psula, because meaning chalitza psula means it's a chalitza where had he wanted to do yibum, he wouldn't be allowed to, because he already gave her a get, so he wouldn't be allowed to do yibum. The chacham, where not goes there, that the chalitza psula is not going to be impactful. The chalitza psula will have its full impact. So the maim and Bia that he does afterwards is not going to be kona her to the Yavam at all, because she's asura to him bilav, and there's no kiddushin tovsim chayav ilavin. By the way, that's a major assumption we're going to have through the Mishnah, that anytime you have a chayav ilavin, we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, that there's no tfisas kiddushin by chayav ilavin. So that assumption is going to carry through the entire Mishnah. So that was so now the Mishnah goes on to the third set of cases. You have a Yavam that did a chalitza, and then he did one of the other three methods of Kinyan that have some sort of impact. Or a Yavam that was Boel, and then he did one of the other three. So Chalatz, Va'asa Maimer, Nasan Get, Uba'al. Let's say he did Chalitza first, and then he did Maimer, and then he gave a Get, and then he did Bia. Or fourth permutation, Ba'al, he did Bia first, he did Yibum first, and then Va'asa Maimer, and then he decided to do Maimer, or Nasan Get, V'Chalatz, or to give a Get, or to do a chalitza. Meaning, in these cases, we're talking about where he did the actual din midaraisa first, where he either did a chalitza, which completely gets rid of the zika, or he did a yibum, which completely strengthens that, which makes it also gets rid of the zika by making him married to that woman, and then he does one of the other things. So then, ein achar chalitza klum, and what the Mishnah means to say, and also ein achar bia klum, that if he started with the din daraisa, so that's it. Nothing he does afterwards is going to be impactful. The chalitza that he did initially is going to be mafkia the zika entirely, and therefore a maimer or a bia that he does afterwards, l'shem yibum, is not going to be kona whatsoever. And even if he did it l'shem kiddushin Torah, it's not going to be kona, because he has nisr lav with this. Once he's already done a chalitza, he has nisr lav on her, and kiddushin is not tovsin b'chayav elav. And again, we're assuming like the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and a get that he gives her after the chalitza is also useless, because the zika is not there anymore. It's like giving a get to a woman who you have no relationship with, who you have no connection with. You already did a chalitza, there's no connection with the woman. Giving a get is not going to make any impact. And the same is true in the case where he did bia first, where he did yibum first. He's kona her entirely. She is now his wife. The zika is entirely gone. There's no zikas yibum anymore. So no chalitza that you're going to do afterwards is going to be matir her. And similarly, a get that you give afterwards is is going to be matter to get married without a chalitza, just like any eishes ish that's miskareshes beget, because the bi'ila completely rid you of the zika, so she's a full eishes ish, and you can remarry her afterwards, and you don't. It's not like a yavama that you give a get to where you're not allowed to be miyabim her, and the maimer that you do after the bi'ila is also not kona, because she's already your wife. So what do you mean? What's the maimer going to be kona? She's already married to her. So now the Mishnah. So that was going through all four possibilities where you decide to do two of the different kinyanim on the same woman, right? So we went through where you start with the Darabanan Kinyan, and went through where you start with the Daraisa Kinyan. Now the Mishnah is going to explain by Maimer and Get that are done on a Yavama, that this chilik between Maimer and Get that you do on a Yavama versus Bia and Chalitza that you can do on a Yavama applies even when the Mace had two wives, that you're not allowed to marry them until you do Yibam on one of them or you do Chalitza on one of them. Meaning the same chilik we just made between the Kinyanami Daraisa and the Kinyanami Darabanan, when you do on one Yavama that awaits Yibum, these same Chilukim are now going to apply, and now be we're going to explain how they apply when there are two Yavamos, and you do one Kinyan on one and one on the other. So Achas Yavama, Achas Liyavam Echad, whether it's one Yavama to one Yavam, the Achas Shtei Yavamos Liyavam Echad, or whether it's two Yavamos that are Zukuka to one Yavam. So the Mishnah is now going to detail all of these cases of two Yavamos in order. Again, Maimer, Get, Chalitza, and Bia. And we're going to explain what you need in order to get rid of the Zika that will then allow them, allow these Yavamos to get remarried. By Shtei Yavamos, you have all of the possibilities, all of the permutations that you have by Yavam Echad that we had previously in the Mishnah, but then you have an additional possibility by Shtei Yavamos, and that is that you do the same Maisa twice, meaning by Yavam Echad, when it was one man, one woman, so obviously there's no doing the same thing twice because you've already done it. So obviously that wasn't going to have any impact. But once you're talking about two women, what if you do Yibam on her and then you do Yibam on the other one? You do Get on her and then Get on the other one. So we're going to have to go through that permutation as well. That's the only thing that changes at this stage in the Mishnah. So again, we're going to go through doing the multiple of these Kinyanim to the two women, and then we're going to go through doing the same Kinyan over again to the two women. So Ketzad, how does it play out? Also Maimer Bezuv, let's say a person does Maimer on one of the Yavamos, and then Maimer Bezuv, and then he does a Maimer again on the other one of the Yavamos. So who was the Tzara of the first Yavama? So according to the Chachamim, Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer, so there's a Kinyan that's Chal on both of them, and he can't be Miyabim any of them because of the Kinyan that you have on the Tzara. So therefore, Tzricha Shnei Gittin V'Chalitza. You need to do two gittin, one for each of the women to address the mimer. You also need to do chalitza with one of them in order to actually address the din d'oraisa, that you actually have a zika d'oraisa to deal with. Mimer b'zu v'get l'zu. Let's say you did mimer on one of them, and then you gave a get to the other one, to the tzara. So you're not allowed to be miyabein the first one because you gave a get to the second one. So therefore, the first one tzricha get. You need a get to be mafkia the mimer that you gave to her, the kinyan midrabanan that you have on her, the chalitza. And also, none of them are going to be allowed to get remarried until you do a chalitza because you still have to address the doraisa issue. Okay, again, starting with mimer. So again, that's the first permutation, starting with mimer and then doing something else. So far we had starting with mimer and then doing mimer on the other one. We had starting with mimer, then doing get on the other one. Now we have starting with mimer bazu, ubal azu, and then you do bia, which is a real yibum on the other one. So you can't keep the woman that you did bia with, you can't stay married to her because you're already connected to the first woman through the mimer that you did to her. So it's as if you're being bonus shnei batim, and therefore tzrichel shnei gittin. You need to have two gittin from the first one in order to get rid of the kinyan mimer that you were kona with her, and from the second woman in order to be mafkia the yibum. Say she's your wife, you have to divorce her min haTorah. But you also v'chalitza. You also need chalitza on one of them to be matir both of them to get married. And a get alone is not going to work on the woman that even on the woman that you did yibum on, because the bia is not, it does not entirely, normally yibum entirely dissolves a zika, but this was a yibum psula. This was a yibum after a mimer. So a yibum that's a shvach yibum is not going to entirely dissolve the zika, and therefore you need chalitza as well. Next, mimer bazu v'chalatz lazu. Again, working through all the cases where you start with mimer, you did mimer on the first woman, and then you did chalitza on the second yevama. So rishon tzricha get, the halacha is that that the second one is mutaris l'shuk, you did chalitza on her, but the first one's still going to need a get to address the mimer that you had done on her. The chalitza is not going to be mafkia that kinyan kiddushin of mimer that you did on her. Chalitza is mafkia zika, so that's going to help for the second woman who never had a kinyan of mimer, but the woman who you actually had a kinyan of mimer on, you have to give her a get. So once we discussed what happens if you did mimer on one of the women and then any of the other kinyanim on the other women, now we're going to go to what if you did a get on the first woman and then any of the other kinyanim. So we're going to go through all of those permutations as well. Get lazu, you did a get on one of the yevamos, the get lazo, and then you gave a get to another one of the yevamos. So they're both become possible to yibum because of the get, but the get is not entirely mafkia the zika, because the get doesn't work min haTorah. So get does not entirely dissolve the zika to allow them to get married. So tzricha semen chalitza, you still need to take care of doing the chalitza, which is actually going to work min haTorah. According to the Chamim, that yesh get achar get, he becomes usher to the relatives of both of these women, because he decided to give a get to both of these women. So if you assume like the Chachamim, that yesh get achar get, so now he's just hurt himself. All he's done is he made all the relatives of woman number one asurustim, and all of the relatives of woman number two asurustim, because they're both his grusha at this point, and he still needs to do chalitza in order to allow them to get remarried. Okay, what if you start with a get, but then instead of doing a get on the second woman, get lazu ubal lazu. You gave a get to woman number one, and you did bia on woman number two. So the bia is really kona min haTorah. That's a yibum. So she becomes your wife. But since the chachamim do not allow you to do yibum after you've given a get to one of the women, they passel that bia to the extent that it's not considered a full fledged yibum, and you're not allowed to stay with her. And therefore, tzricha get, the second woman needs a get to get rid of the marriage that you created by doing that yibum, and after, in addition to the get, the chalitza, you also need to do chalitza with one of them in order to be mafkia the zika to allow them to get remarried. Because since the bia was a bia psula, that bia, that yibum that you did, wasn't fully mafkia the zika, because you weren't supposed to be doing that bia. You had already given a get to the other woman. So that bia is not going to fully be mafkia the zika, and therefore you're still going to require chalitza. Okay, still continuing in cases where you started with a get lazu, you gave a get to one of the women, Maimer Bazu, and then you did Maimer on the second Yavama, so the Maimer is Kona Midrabanan, but you're not allowed to be Miyabim that woman because you already gave a get to the other woman. So Tzricha Get V'chalitza. The second woman needs a get to take care of the Maimer, and you still need to take care of the Zika on a Daraisa level, so you still need to do a Chalitza as well. Get Lazu, if you gave a get to one of the women, again, this is the last of the permutations of get coming first. You gave a get to woman number one, V'chalatz Lazu, and then you did a Chalitza on woman number two, Einachar Chalitza Klum. Good, you did, even though it was Chalitza Psula, the Maimur, the Bia that you do afterwards is not going to be Kona at all, because the Zika is completely addressed, and there's no Kiddushin Minatora that could be Tofes in her, because she's Asura Belav, and Ein Kiddushin Tofes Mechayav Elavin, so once you do the Chalitza, you're good. So if you gave a get to one woman, then you did a Chalitza to the other woman, you don't need anything else. The Chalitza took care of the Zika, everything is solved. Now, once we discussed the cases of starting with Maimer and the cases of starting with Get, now the Mishnah discusses cases of starting with Chalitza or starting with Bia, right? So, Chalatz v'Chalatz, O Chalatz v'asa Maimer v'nasan Get u'ba'al. Let's say you did Chalitza on woman number one, and then on woman number two, you either did Chalitza, or you did Maimer, or you gave a Get, or you did Bia, any of the other kinyanim that have some sort of impact, or Baal, you started with Bia on the first woman, and then what did you do with the second woman? Any of the four possibilities. Baal vasa Maimer, or you started with Bia then did Maimer, or you started with Bia and then Nasan Get, or you started with Bia then V'chalatz, then you did Chalitza. In all those cases, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. Now once you did Chalitza on the first woman, that's it. The whole Zika's gone, and if you did Yibam on the first woman, that's it. The whole Zika is gone. You've done the din d'oraisa on the first try, and therefore there's nothing that has any impact afterwards. Once you do, let's say, chalitza on the first woman, the zika is entirely addressed, and therefore the second chalitza is not going to even asr you on her relatives. A get that you give the second woman is not going to asr you on her relatives. It's like giving a get to a random woman in the street. It has no impact. The mimer you do is not, after a chalitza, is not going to be kona at all, because she's an isr lav to you, and there's no kiddushin tovsin v'chayav. The bia you do on the second one of the women is not going to be kona at all, because again the chalitza was already mafkia her, so she's nisr lav to you, and ain kiddushin tovsin b'chayav lav. And again, we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, so doing a maisa kiddushin on someone who used to be zakuk to yibum to you, but you've already addressed it with chalitza, is a los haseh. So that's not going to affect any sort of kiddushin. And similarly, if you started with yibum, you did bia on the first woman, the anything you do on the second woman is going to be worthless. Doing Bia on the second woman is not a Kinyan. Doing Maimer on her is not a Kinyan, because you already counted the first one with the Bia and the Zika, therefore with any of the other women is entirely gone. And even Mishum Kiddushay Torah, you're not counting her, because she's Asura Balav, and ain't Kiddushin Tovsin B'chayav Alav. And you can't say, oh, it's like going to a random woman in the street and giving her a kiss of Kiddushin, where that does make an impact. No, this is not a random woman in the street. This is a woman who have an Isra Lav with, and then Kiddushin is not Tovsin B'chayav Alav. Giving a get to the second woman, or doing chalitza to the second woman after having done yibum with the first woman, is not going to aser her krovos, because you already kona the first woman with the bia, and therefore there is no zika with the second woman, so it's not going to have any impact whatsoever. So all these dinim are bein yavamech l'shtei yavamos. All these dinim that we said apply whether it's one yavam doing these two actions to two separate yavamos, or bein shnei yavam and liyavama achas, or whether it's two men, two brothers doing these actions to one yavama, that after a get or a maimer of one yavam, the get that the brother gives will be chal to aser on the first one, to aser yibum for the first one, and to aser the megaresh to a relative. Similarly, the maimer done by the second one will aser the rishon, the first one, to do yibum, and the one who does maimer will aser him to the relatives and will require a get for the maimer that he did. And similarly, the chalitza that the second brother does is going to help Minat Torah to be matched from the Zika, even though the first brother already did a get or a mimer already did something on a drabbanan level. But if he did a mimer, the first one's going to need to get also. And but after you do a bia or a chalitza, if one brother does a bia or the chalitza, no get, no mimer, no bia, no chalitza that any of the other brothers do is going to be impactful at all. Meaning it doesn't matter if it's the same brother that's doing these second actions. The rule is the same, that if you started with a mimer or you started with a get, your second action is going to be impactful and is still going to need to be addressed. But if you started with a bia or you started with a chalitza, your second action is not going to make any difference. So too, if one brother started with a bia or a chalitza, the next brother's actions are going to be worthless. So the Mishnah discussed all these different permutations. Yavamachas, shtei yavamos to yavamechan, yavamachas, shtei yavam. So now the Mishnah goes back to discuss the din of a yavama after chalitza and bia. We have machlokas chacham and Rabbi Nechemia. If the bia is mafkia the zika entirely in all cases, just like chalitza is. Meaning, up until this point, we've put bia and chalitza in the same camp. We said bia and chalitza; those are the things that actually work. Those are the things that work midaraisa, and therefore, after bia and chalitza, nothing else is impactful. When it came to get, when it came to mimer, those are much more shvach; those are weaker, and therefore, you're still going to have to address other things after you do a get or you do a mimer. So now the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah discusses, chalatz va'asa mimer v'nasan get. If you did chalitz on the Yavama, and then you did mimer, or you gave a get, or a ba'al, or you did a bia, or you started with bia, ba'al, and then va'asa mimer v'nasan get v'chalatz, ein achar chalitza klum, that there's nothing that's impactful after the chalitza, no get, no mimer, it's already poka, you already were paka the zika. Bein betchila, bein beemtza, bein besof. And that's regardless of whether the chalitza was the very first thing you did, or whether the chalitza was done in between a get and a mimer. You gave a get to the yavama, and then you did a chalitza, and then you did a mimer, or bein besof, or whether you did the chalitza last, after you've already done a get, or a mimer, or other things. Chalitza ends the story. Once you do a chalitza, it's over. Vabi'ila, but bia is a little different in that sense. Yeah, bizmanshi betchila, ein acharei klum. Like we said in the Reisha, when you start with a bia, ein acharei klum, nothing that you do afterwards matters. But pe'emtza, if you did mimer first and you gave a get afterwards, and you sandwiched a bia in between, or you gave a get first and you did mimer afterwards, ubasof, or you gave a get and you did mimer and then you did bia, then yesh acharei klum. Then the bia is not completely kona, in order that you'll be able to end the marriage with simply a get, you're going to require a chalitza as well. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, achas bi'ila va'achas chalitza. Rabbi Nechemia disagrees. He says, whether you're talking about bia, whether you're talking about chalitza, bein betchila, bein be'antza, bein besof, ein acharei haklum. Since those are the things that work midaraisa, at any point you do any of those things, ein acharei haklum, you don't have to worry about anything else. It entirely dissolves the zika. So fundamental machlokes between Nechemia and Rabbi Nechemia, does bia sometimes require further addressing? Certainly, if you did bia first, that's yibum, you don't need to do anything else. But if bia came somewhere later in the process, after you had done a mimer or a get, so according to the Chum, you still need to do more. According to the Chum, you don't have to do anything else. So ad kan lo pligi el beget achar get u'maimer achar maimer, avol get echod biyavama, u'maimer echod biyavama, my time, so my time, mahani. So it says, wait a second, just very, very simple now. Now we're done with all the confusing cases. This whole Mishnah worked with an assumption that a get does something, that a mimer does something, that it accomplishes something. That's only a din midrabanan. We know the only thing that works midaraisa is chalitza or yibum. Why did the rabbanan misakein to make a get impactful in a yibum situation? Why were they misakein to make a mimer impactful in a yibum situation? Maitai mom rabbanan get biyavama mahani. Why would they say that a get is impactful in a yibum situation? Mishum de mahani bi'alma, because it's impactful in other situations. When you're generally married to someone, a get works. The amr lo mahani, if we're going to say that it doesn't work in a yibum situation, Amri, people are going to make the following cheshbon. They're going to say, get lohotzia, v'chalitza lohotzia. Just like a get dissolves a marriage, a chalitza is also motzi a woman and lets a woman get married. Midiget lo mahani, so if a get doesn't work on a yavama, maybe chalitza lo mahani, maybe chalitza alone also doesn't work on a yavama. Vasil mevelachar chalitza. So they're going to end up being matir, having bia after doing chalitza. People are going to just work with the assumption that if a get doesn't work on a yavama, it must be that you need get and chalitza on a yavama, that one or the other doesn't work. work, so they're not going to even allow doing chalitza on a yavam and be matir based on that. Well, my time I'm rabban maimer b'yavama. So why were they masakin this din of maimer on yavama? That maimer b'yavama mahani mishum to mahani b'yalma. Because generally, giving kesef kiddushin does work to create issues. Diyam lo mahani. If we're not going to allow it to work on yavama, amri people are going to say, well, maimer liknos ubia liknos. Maimer is a kinyan of issues, and bia is a kinyan of issues. Midim maimer lo mahani. If maimer is not going to create a sense of issues in the yibum situation, bia nami lo mahani. Then bia maybe shouldn't create a sense of issues either on its own, and therefore vasi lemivalach harbia. So what you're going to do is you're going to think that a yavam is allowed to be boel the second yavama after doing bia on the first yavama, because you're going to think it didn't really create full issues with the first yavama, but it does. So therefore they have to be masakin that maimer is impactful as well. My time amar rabbanim bia psula yesh achrei klum. Why did the rabbanim think that if you did a bia psula, meaning if you did a bia after a get or after a maimer or something like that, that then you still it's not kona legamri, it's not mevatel the zika entirely, because amri I bia achar get he gzeira bia achar get mishum bia achar chalitza, because they have to make a gzeira of bia achar get because if on account of a case of doing bia achar chalitza, and if the I bia achar maimer, and if you're worried about bia achar maimer he gzeira bia achar maimer mishum bia achar bia, we have to be gozer bia achar maimer for bia achar bia, meaning people are going to think that if the bia is kona in the yavama even after you already did a kinyan kesef and a kinyan shtar, they're going to think that bia will be kona in the yavama even after you already did bia, even if, after you already did yibum. So you think you could do yibum on more than one woman, and that certainly you're not allowed to do. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Umay Taima Amar Rabbanan tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.